Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
Yeah, so, I mean, a scriptural picture of it, I think, should be pretty simple for Christians to come by. I would just have to say, to your point about, you know, Scripture not mentioning abortion, that that's true in the technical and unhelpful sense of the term, just like it doesn't mention a lot of specific terms that we have today, like Trinity, or it's just, yes, that word isn't there because it was described in different ways. From the very beginning of Scripture in Genesis, you see that God is the one that imparts life, and he imbues a special significance to humanity that again and again throughout Scripture is confirmed and actually amplified. Throughout the Old Testament law code, you see very specific allowances for what happens when something happens to an unborn child. It's treated as just as significant as if another human life was taken. And so, yes, Scripture doesn't say, hey, you know, what's in the womb is human life, and you should be pro-life and anti-abortion, because it doesn't have those terms. But as clearly as it says anything, it says, no, human life is sacred because every one of us is made in God's image, and we should protect that and not do harm to innocent life, particularly when it's coming kind of, as we see it, on the altar of human choice and just the desire to not have our own lives be kind of interrupted or inconvenienced.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.